אנחנו נעשה מקור חלחס, סף בייס. כל קרן שאין בו אחד מהדבורם המעקבים, so we'll see later on there are certain things which prevent the קרן from the early לדוחת. But if קרן doesn't have any of those issues, so אם אין לו early לדוחת, I'll be שביטל מסל עשי אחס, הרי זה... We deal with it, even though it's one command of the Torah, we deal with it as if it's three separate commands, because he has a mitzvah to the mitzvah is Birchas Kahanim, but the Torah's lashon is Kirsa Vorchas Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lehem, B'samo Eshmi. So the Kohen is mitzvah to thus give Klal Yisrael Bracha, say to them, and place Hashem's name upon them. So there's three different psukim which stress the idea, so as if he's even doing three avers. Okay.
Do the Rishonim that count minyan mitzvahs counted as one or as three?
So the Ram, this is also the Ram. The Ram says in the minyan mitzvahs it's one.
Okay.
We find many times you have with regards to what going to if you have multiple tzivuyim. The Rama will count it if no tzivuy is being marbled more than the other ones, it's counted as one.
Oh, okay.
But in regards to the tzivuyim, there could be multiple tzivuyim. Okay. You might be saying, "Knesses kashakar kahanim." Remember, loy lot lois little yod. And this is only true if he's there when they call a kahanim, and he's not. He doesn't come forward. But if it wasn't the situation, so then he's not over there safe. Okay, Mr. Barua, to cut in Zion.
See, look, the language is kind of puzzling to me because there's maybe it's going to say Kashir Kohanim. If he's there when they call Kohanim, then it says Imam Ruval. So it sounds even if he's there, if they didn't tell him, then maybe he's still okay.
It's either because if the Chazan calls a Kohanim, that's an automatic request for him to join, or if they told him privately, go up, or whatever language they said to him. They don't send the word Kohanim. So it's including in the phrase, Amrlo Kohanim, and no matter how they said it, if they said he should go up, he's over
that. Is it possible that... Because maybe he was the only Kohen there, and you're not supposed to say Kohanim right. when there's only one Kohen, right. And he forgot, and someone goes over, he says, go up. Maybe that's what it means.
Well, see, that's interesting because we'll see that it could be that if there's only one Kohen, it's not the Raisa. Perhaps it's the only case where it's the Raisa, Pashtas. Okay. Sivkot Zayin, Kishayim Bo'echad, none of the Dvar Mahakvin. There are many things which are would remove him from his command of duchening. There are some derises, some derabonans, which Chazal put in place that he can't go up because of that. Be that as it may, so those cases you can't say Zorba Dase. So he's over one, but really it's like three. What does it mean? Like three? Cover v'sholosh to ha, v'hu kersav aruchu amar lehem v'samu ishmi. Kamalkam ikar asay en ala achas. The ikar asay is only one. V'hu kersav aruchu shenemar v'loshen siwei the bracha. That's where the command to give the bracha was set. Kersav preskim the nesias kapayim ein doicha le'isr tuma. So nesias kapayim is not doicha the isr of tuma. The tumah has in it both an asay and a los asay. The los asay is lenefesh lo yitamo. Nasay is kadoshim yiyu. So you can't say the essay of duchening should be doicha the los asay. Okay, and I feel a mace piece of archa shekwar omer sheikh kohanim. The chalaleim emitzasay nasis kapayim. If you had a very, extraordinary case where they've given, they've been set, told kahanim, so now they're mamash ready, they have their say. And that moment somebody dies, so they don't do the duchening, they're being mavatal asay, but the asay, Elos asay, of Tumas Meis would override and they have to leave the shul. So they have to immediately walk out. So we pointed out in a case where it's a Tumah D'oraisa, you must tell him. Tumah D'rabbanan is questionable, but Tumah D'oraisa, you must tell him.
That's a strange situation. I mean, somebody dies suddenly, they're going to continue the davening, just the kohen can go out and they're going to continue. It seems to be a disruption. Query, they're going to duchen.
I don't know.
When I was a kid, there was a situation like that.
And they continued just
I was Yom Kippur. The man passed away. I mean, they tried to revive him.
The chazan kept going?
Well, he was... The shul had like two rooms.
Uh-huh.
Had but everyone sat in both rooms. It was like a small room. Usually the Rebbe was in that room when he was officiating, but normally he wasn't there. He was in the main shul. But there were people that liked to sit in the back. You know, there's always people like to sit in the back, so that was the back. So they sat there. The doors were open, and when he fell down, they brought him to the back room. They tried to revive him. They couldn't. The Kohan obviously left. As soon as they saw something going on, they left. But the regular people didn't leave. And basically, it was Yom Kippur. So what they did was they cleared the people from the little room. They closed the door. And they continued davening. What are you supposed to do? I mean, this was shul. I mean, it's Yom Kippur. What do you do?
Happened once in Rosh Hashanah. It was actually called Nidre.
People die, they don't pick out a good time to die. I mean,
he passed out. It turned out he wasn't dead, but they had a lot of trouble reviving him. But Rabbi Klavan told all the Kohanim to leave.
Oh, the Kohanim, yeah, but regular people
but
stay.
They didn't continue.
The Chazan paused. He's saying the question is, well, the Chazan... Okay, so here the Chazan's still davening.
Well, he paused, and, you know, for 10 minutes, but then there was a doctor that was trying to revive him, and they continued davening. Well,
Okay, Sarkh Lahagalov. Me, Im, Atumah Vivayas, a summer of Basic Knesses. If it's in a room nearby, the actual least time, a psochim, a chaloy, shal Basic Knesses, a shal Abayas, shal Mesham. You could close the windows and the doors so there's no transfer of tumor from one to the other. So even though we have the tumor, we discussed this concept called Tsef Tumor Lotzeis. If that's the way the tumah is going to be taken out through that door, there's a tumah d'rabbanan which will go out, but that's a tumah d'rabbanan. So if you're nerd loy in circle says achi and the Nesias Kapayim. So then the mitzvah of the Nesias Kapayim is the retar of a tumah because we're in elamir rabbanan. So the tumah d'raisa, that means when the mitzvah d'raisa of duchening will override this tumah d'rabbanan. But if the situation had not started yet, it's better that he has a chiyuv to leave, and then mainly there won't be any mitzvah. But the case which he's saying you would override is one that we're already holding the tzibui has been given of kayanim, and therefore they must duchen, so that'll override the durban. So in that situation, if when they called kahanim, or they told him to go up, Shakar Kahanim, the Lavochi Eno Oil, to see what more of him.
That's not the way we do it. We go up, I would say.
All the meaning in the midst of Duchening. I'm talking, meaning, Kad Yemer Lohan, when they, Klal Yisrael, says to the Kahanim to Duchen, who creates Kahanim? Shanoim, that's why we call it Kahanim. When the commandments have cut in Yud. But this halacha requires that the person is oker raglov and he goes up beforehand. We don't allow the person to go up afterwards. That's the Magen Ram says. Now, well, your Rabbi, Heber B'Shem and Shubas Mar Mitz Shemistava, because he's not sure about that situation. Do like Rabbi Zemachui of Lalois? because they told him first to go up. That halacha that he's so he's going to be told to go up. This halacha we require later on that he has to urke ragla by would say he has to where is it? They're necker mimakam. So even though they don't get there till later on, that's not a problem. But if he's urke ragla would say shuv lo yala. Okay, now this is din the rabbanan. This is din the chazal or masakan that you have to be a karagavat ritzay. So let's say a person, for example, a kohen is holding a middle shemone esrei. So there are some shittas which hold that if they would tell the kohen prefers to be erla, he's mechuv to be erla, even though he's mafik shemone esrei, he goes up. The tefillah rabbanan does not stop him doing the deraisa, right? But if he wasn't a karagavat ritzay, he's not mechuv to go up. But people don't know that, right? So in any situation where a person wasn't Orka Ragla Beritze, so people don't know that he wasn't Orka Ragla Beritze, they just see him not going up. So that's the situation. He should walk out before they get the Duchening. Because A, people will think he's being over the say, and B, they'll think he's Pogum. The real reason why he's not going because he wasn't Orka Ragla Beritze, but how do they know that?
When you say okay, it means he starts moving towards the front. Is
correct.
That what it
correct. Okay. Oh, you remember loy lavas a little yod.
That's in addition to the washing of the hands. But the washing of the hands, I understand, is before that, right?
Correct.
So he had. So it's both. They washed hands, and then he has to move his feet right before ritzay. What I don't know what the halach is. I don't understand it. What does he have to do?
So,
what is he supposed to do? Forget what if he does wrong, but what is he supposed to do?
What he's supposed to do is, okay, so he goes out and washes his hands, he comes back, he goes back to his seat usually, or he goes back to where. But when they get to Ritzay,
then he starts moving.
Then he starts moving forward.
As soon as they say the word Ritzay, he starts moving.
Sometime during
that,
sometime during the paragraph.
During the paragraph of Ritzay.
Right.
Okay.
They told him specifically. If he's bechutz, they tell him to go up. He's not bechutz. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when he's in basic knesses. Okay, so he's inside. So if he's inside, there's kahanim. What's this amraloy? Rak the boil mechaber leparis lono the ein nafkamina b'din bein tevis kahanim. Whether it's said as a general kriya to all the kahanim, or they told him specifically go up. They said go wash your hands. It's also a command. You've told the kohen to go up, and therefore, if you don't, everybody say you may no oil. But according to Magen Avraham, if you weren't Arkav Ragav Avodah, you're not Arkav Dasei. So it's Yesh Kreb B'chom and Lakus Dabar Minatar B'Shev Al Tasa. Even though you have a command the Raisa to go up, Chazal said if you're not Arkav Ragav, say you can't go up. So they're being Arkav the midst of the Raisa B'Shev Al Tasa. So when Ram comes along and says he wasn't Orker Ragel Beritze, rightly or wrongly, but he didn't. Now they get to Duchening, they call Kahanim, and he doesn't respond. He's not over a say, he's not over anything, because he can't go up now. Yeah, but if they told him earlier, go up, and he didn't listen then, when he could have, he during Ritzei, then he'll talk to me over the say.
When does he have to be in position to... At what point is
he has a position by the time we get to Birchus Kohanim? So you have to be.
Oh, so he has.
We have a very large shul. You have a kind of walk towards.
It takes a long time.
That's not a problem. As long as Dorka Raglan would say he starts walking towards the Duchen, he doesn't get there till longer. That's not a problem. Okay, it's a long bir halacha. He has to be up there at the time of the Duchen. He has to be up there. He doesn't have to get there earlier, but he has to start walking towards the Duchen from the Tzayin onwards. Okay. Sometime that would mean sometime during the paragraph of the Tzayin. Gimel. Im olav hamachas b'yayim zeh shuvein o'ivra afilo omer lo'yale. If you ready Duchen once today, he's not mechuyev to duchen a second time. He's allowed to, but he's not a bit of mavatal to say if he chooses not to. Yud Aleph.
If a minion doesn't have a coin, there's a second minion shul, and they come and ask a coin to come duchen, and he refuses. Is he over or anything?
No, he's not mavatal to say. Not mechuyev. Yud Aleph.
Is the shul chayev to look for a kind to Duchen if there's none?
No. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but blessings are wonderful. Yudal, Shuvein Oiver, Haino Yis Amilei, Tzibur Akhrin. We're talking about, in the same Tzibur, why do you not Mokhiv to go up a second time?
Because go back for a minute. And it's a second minutes later, so he hasn't Duchen yet. He will, but he hasn't Duchen yet. Would that change the situation?
I'm sorry. He's in a later minyan. The early minyan needs him, and they call him out to go duchen over there.
Right.
Yeah. Then he hasn't duchen yet today. Right. The fact that he's going to duchen in this minyan later that will not relieve him. Correct.
The fact that he wasn't in that room might get. I mean, would make it the witness room clear to go.
So there is a din that the Ron says. If you're outside of the building, you're not mukhiv. That's the mitzvah is when you're here is to give a bracha. Maybe from room to room would be the same thing. I'm not sure. Okay. So how do you start with tzibur akhridna? Or it's the gay arts as well. They duchen. They duchen meshachas and my musaf. So the second time you're not mukhiv. The duchen the second time. But in the same minyan, the duchen twice. Obviously, there's no mitzvah. It could be the shalav al toisiv even. But the question is going in for different sibur. So at time kikim shikar kiyim mitzvahu b'yom zeh lo yichiyev atu hatorah yoser. The Torah was not mechayev him to do it more than once a day. Okay. Fine. We come walk. I mean, all.
So it can't be every bal toisiv because in Israel you duchen twice a day. On a Shabbos or on the Yontif, you are doing it twice a day.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying that if a person would just immediately once after he gave the bracha do it again. So what are you doing? To welcome him all the pam sheni circle of work with chilas of bracha shek shalom b'kedushas shel Aaron v'tzibonu. Like upon him oisim mitzvah. When he does it, it's called a kiyum mitzvah. It's not called a chiyum. It's called a kiyum. Therefore, the bracha makes sense. I feel the boys basic nessa shakar nosakap of and even though it's in the same shul, you already made the bracha earlier, you would make the bracha again. Okay. Dalit. Kishakanim Ainam Roitzim La Lois the Duchen. So Anitzrichim Alisha is Khutza Basic Nessas Ella Bashar Shakara Chazim Kohanim. What they need to do is we'll work out why they're doing this, but once we're accepting the fact that that's what they're doing, they need to be outside when the chazan calls kohanim. Otherwise, that's what they're being mevatel the bittul asay. Avol kadei shaloi yarmu shem begumen. Nogash olikamus beis hakdesh zachigmu beis brachus kohanim. So theoretically, they could walk out before the word kahanim and come back in and listen to zuchanim. But it would be very strange that if they're kahanim, that they're in the tzibur, not in the people giving the bracha. So people will say they must be their pogum. Therefore, we say they should stay out for the whole bracha and come in afterwards. Okay. Give a base. Kahanim enam roitzim. Kagoyin shulchalosh b'kadoyim. The kahan is weak, and he doesn't feel he's up to zuchanim. So he argues in the Mechaber and says, no, that what you're saying, you'll leave, you can stay in during Mitzay, during Moedim, and walk out before he says the word Kahan. No, he disagrees and says, you have to walk out before that, before their Maskel Mitzay, but Tom Kadesh Shalom Yer Mashem Begumim. Shalyakub would say, the Cheshash Pogum is supposed to be the Kayan, the calling out would say, the Lochas of Kayan is supposed to be Oiker during Mitzay, he's not being Oiker, must be he's a Pogum. So that interpretation will happen immediately, even if he walks out afterwards. If we're giving him a valid pass that he doesn't have to go up, but if somebody tells him to go up, he has to go up. Right, so a lot of times the people who were involved in washing the hands, etc., hey, you got to go up. So the answer is walk out before him.
They normally wash even before it, say.
It sounds like the chashash would be they would tell him now. Those who not may not go up, they're not mukhi to step out. The Kashakas and Karkanim and Kamunas al Psulim. He's not talking to the Kahanim which are not allowed to go up, he's talking to the Kahanim which are allowed to go up. So they're not being mevatel to say the rights of their kosher. So if the rights of their kosher, they're being told to go up and they're ignoring they're mevatel to say. The answer is they're not being told to go up because since they're possum and rabbanim. The chazan didn't mean that when he said kahanim go up. Or kahanim duchen. So that's one point. V'skimoed, the filim amr l'beferish alei, or k'shem reis ha-knesset rak psulim, the v'ani kavanos ha-shriach tzibur shakara kahanim hu aleihim. There's all you have is two kahanim which are psulim. And he's mechavim for them. V'l'hochein tzricham la'alus b'edem arvim ha-sei. They're not mevatel ha-sei. Why not? The chazan is speaking to them and say, go up, and they're ignoring him. They're not choosing not to go up. The chomim are preventing them. The chomim have a kayach through mevatel and say, v'shei baltasa, and say, don't go up. We come walking, we can ban him, but they say, kahanim acherim rak be'elu apsulim in rabbanon. Said, Allah, Yerab, yeitzu l'chutz kadam mitzay. But we could argue maybe they are mechuyev to go up in that situation. The chum was bad, their rule. And therefore, if they don't go up, now they're mevatel. So the answer is they should step up beforehand. Now, I don't know why before would say. I understand. They have to be outside when they say kohanim, because there's only psulim derabanan. Maybe we could argue the mitzvah deraisa in this situation, not being this kind, but override the psulim derabanan. Don't be there when he says kohanim. But why do we say you up before mitzvah? Because people should say that they're pogum. They are pogum. He's psulim derabanan. Where about people saying he's psulim deraisa? I don't know why would that be something we're concerned about. So they have to be out with the chazan calls kahana. Ela b'shal yugimel. What's learned? The memela ain chalaleim shum chiyu. Sit, they're not there when they announce kahana. I feel like she called to achagach. Even if they step inside afterwards, the chanavas debates. But the minute goes to stay outside through the end of the brachos kahana, because people will see this guy who's supposed to carry it in the back and the kahana up there, he'll be confused. They'll say shei bekumim. The psulim over here means that there are people which have lost their status of kahuna, and they can't duchen. So the Lashon is Nogum. We said before there is a Musig of a Zechiv. It shouldn't be considered Pogum. So the answer over here, this is that a person who's never going up. He's going up sometimes. Just right now, he doesn't feel well. So he doesn't want to go up. So such a person, we're not going to say it's a full Pagam issue. People know that he goes up other times. But the Mice, the Minig, Nogum, they said, you know, let's not get involved in it. That's why it's only called Minig. Fine. Hey, this is right to the Kanan Rabbanan. Oyalo a kahanim leduchen b'minale. The kahanim cannot go up wearing shoes. Mr. Burr says because one time we're afraid that maybe one of his shoelaces will get torn, and he'll feel funny walking around like that. And people will, you know, he set up on the front, everybody can see that his shoe was untied, so he'll stop to tie his shoe, mainly he won't go up, and people say that he's pogum. So he said, you know, no shoes. About the Shakayim, sure, you can wear socks. They used to have like a leather sock, which was shaped, it was more like shaped like a sock than a shoe, but it was leather. But Ogul Hokum accessible come, but some places are making on that. That's what we've been over.
If it was a sock, they probably didn't have laces.
Correct.
So that wasn't the issue with the laces then for that. I mean,
correct, and they have a little clue. Once it's made out of leather, we're not going to involve the guy's slip ons versus, you know, I have slip ons, so it's not a problem. Wait, we said shoes, no shoes, no shoes. Biminolam, Shema Yiposikla Ritsua, Vinai Huloi. If one of the Ritzuas tears, it's embarrassing.
And Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to wear shoes, but most people will wear sneakers. I mean, canvas shoes. But Kahanim never wear canvas shoes. So the issue is more than just the leather. It's the whole thing. It's a shoe, obviously. I've never seen a Kahanim. Maybe somebody else has seen it. I've never seen a Kahanim go up with sneakers or anything like that, right? Have you ever seen it?
No.
So it's obviously stricter than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a deraisa, right? Well, I don't know about shoes. That's maybe not deraisa, but still, that we don't say we don't force people to go in socks.
Remember, in Yerushalayim, they used to give us paper slippers. One shul gave us paper slippers. Very nice.
For duchening,
yeah.
Paper slippers.
Yeah.
That's not scary that you're going to fall on those stone floors. Oh, okay.
I hear. Okay. Shema Yiposik L'Ritzu V'Ganai Uloi. So what's the concern over here? They're afraid that, first of all, if the Ritzua tears, so people will be, he'll be uncomfortable with that. Mesotzim Olov, because there's a Nolam with tears. Walking around with your shoe untied looks strange. He'll stop to tie a shoe because of the embarrassment. While everybody else is giving duchening. We'll see him off to the side, sitting off to the side. People would say, "Because he's fixing his shoe." They say, "Because he's puzzled." Feel him in all them shein lam ritzuis aser to la plug rabbona. Because I'll not get involved in whether your shoes have straps or not. But they have all these like empty shoes sitting over there. It looks weird. It's like covered basic necessities. You should take them off before you wash your hands. We want you to say your bracha with your hands being totally naki, so we don't want you touching the shoes after you washed. So, but if it's possible, take the shoes off without touching them. Let's say they're untied, you're going to slip them off or something of that sort. So you can take it off afterwards. which is what most people do.
The concern that they're going to say he's a Ben Gurusha, it's still hard for me to understand. If the, like if it's true Torah and he's been a kohen for who knows how many years, you can't turn into a Ben Gurusha, like, no matter what you do. So for all this time he's been duchening, and then one time he doesn't duchen, and right away they're going to say he's a Ben Gurusha. When did that happen? How did that occur? I mean,
no, people say now he found out that
he just found out.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, I had a situation I was dealt with. Person who'd been assumed to be a kohen. We were aware that his mother had been mezana with apostle law, and then she was married a kohen, so the child is a cholo.
Uh-huh.
And we had to write up a nusach that he's no longer a kohen.
Oh, wow.
It was a very busy. Remember, there was a lot of back and forth in the bureau room, and the halachic practical bureau room, and the halachic bureau room of his status. And I sat in the bezin. That's Rabbi Heinemann, Rabbi Hanfer, and myself. We sat in the bezin and we wrote up a shtar that he's possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it happens. Avot Shakayim, who menalim aruchim amegiim at our kubas sarvegel. Hanosar machloshayk b'shori lechal time ahanal. So these both the Shekayim were, I'm sorry, the Mishabur says they were more like a tall boots. They make some straps around the lower, all the way up. Tomorrow, Shin and Shema Yeshiv the Kashram, Philim Haim Retorim, let's make an eye cold lehai. The boots were worn under the pants. So the fact that the straps all the way up on top came loose, it's not so obvious, so that it's not such an embarrassing thing. But walking around with your shoe flopping around is embarrassing. So is a mozer, feel a hem shalor. Then the remorse said, if there's some machmer, if they're made out of work. Time of the machlal sound al minul v'hem. Once that's true, they are considered a shoe, b'lapluk rabbonim ben yesh ritzus ben en ritzus. Shoes are shoes. If the pants go over it, there's a clearly different, distinct way that's different than shoes, it's mutter. The tall boots that they used to wear. You wear them outside. That's embarrassing. They're full of the cake that with dirt and whatever else is on them. So we don't allow the shoes, which sneakers, etc. either. We shouldn't go up barefoot. It's also good. You go up in socks, and that's the minute. Okay. Let's hold it here. Adam, have a good night. Okay. We had a situation once where a kohen spaced out. It was in Kippur. He spaced out. He didn't go out to wash his hands. So we'll see the next sip. He didn't wash his hands. Can he go up for duchening? So he realized. I would say, he just woke up and like, oh, he's like, yeah. Spaced in. So I remember Rabbi Foyer was sitting right in front of me. So Rabbi Foyer said to him, "Have you, you know, you wash your hands in the morning? Did you touch any place? Did you go to the bathroom?" He said, "No, you touch it." No. So we bent down on tidy shoes for him.
Anyway,
sent him off.